Hey, hey, and welcome to Daddy Mojo. It's the podcast where we'll talk about parenting, all-age comic books, toys, and more. Now, here's your host, Trey Burley.
Hey, everybody, this is Trey with Daddy Mojo, and this week on the program, we're shaking it up just a little bit because we wanted to organize the comics, specifically the all-age comics, in a way that is more appetizing for people who may not know what's out there. So we broke it out into four categories, because if you're going into a comic book store, you may have the basic interests of your child, but you may not know what's there. So we broke it out into four categories. They're kind of vague. It's science fiction, superhero, animation, and fables. There's going to be some bleed over in some of the categories, but we'll give you kind of a brief rundown as to what is in what this week. Like this week in science fiction, it's big. It's always pretty big. There are a couple of Star Wars books, one Star Trek, a couple Doctor Who's, and Lumberjanes. I didn't want to have a category for awesome. Otherwise, Lumberjanes would be in there every month it comes out. So Lumberjanes, because they've got mermaids, they've got so many things that are difficult to categorize, we just called it science fiction. It could also fit into fables. And this week there are only two fable comics, but they're both really great and some of our favorites. Jim Henson's Storyteller Dragons and Usagi Yojimbo, kind of tough to say. Superhero, we got the standards. It's going to be your Batmans, your Supermans. This week we've got some old school Batman, Avengers Assemble, and one other that you're going to watch out for. And animation is always going to be a popular category. You're going to find your anime and your video games in here also, like The Simpsons, SpongeBob. This week we've got Simpsons, Skylanders, Transformers, and a couple others that you're going to want to keep an eye out for. Let's roll on. First, let's start with science fiction. And we added Doctor Who last week because I'm thinking to myself, if I was a 10-year-old kid and I didn't want to read, what would I read? I would read Doctor Who because it's awesome. It really is. It's a very good comic book. Titan puts it out. And you've got Doctor Who Ninth, the Ninth Doctor. It's a hardcover. It collects issues 1 through 5 of a series they put out called Weapons of Past Destruction. It collects 5 issues, issues 1 through 5. It's good stuff. The art is awesome. The vocabulary is challenging enough for a child who's going to be 10. Definitely 12 would be all over that. Doctor Who magazine also comes out. This is issue number 495. Yeah, it's a big number. So that's been in print for a long time. It's more than the average bear. It's a magazine, and it's an import. So it's just under $8. However, what you got in here, you've got a sneak preview of some of the new Doctor Who merchandise, some Doctor Who stories. There's an interview with the showrunner for Doctor Who, Stephen Moffat. And it also takes a peek at what's going on in the Doctor Who world in 2016. That is for the fans. If you're a casual Doctor Who fan, that's probably not for you. But if you're a Whovian, you know who you are. No pun intended there. Also, you've got Doctor Who Prisoners of Time. This is a trade paperback. It collects 12 issues from the miniseries Prisoners of Time. Again, you're going to want to be 10 years old and up for this. The violence is such that it's going to be okay for that age range, and the vocabulary is going to be challenging enough for them also to learn and have a fun time, too. It's really good stuff. Lumberjanes, number 22, comes out. Again, it's kind of science fiction-y. But this comic book is a little difficult to describe, but it is oh so awesome. It's one of our favorite all-age comic books. Every issue comes out is a slam dunk from Boom, and it's great. Issue 22, for boys or girls, any age can read this and love it. Star Trek, the ongoing series, also has a trade paperback. It collects issues number 46 to 49. Specifically, it collects the series from the Tholian Web and Deity storyline, as well as the one-shot comic Flesh and Stone. And this is the new generation Star Trek, but that would just confuse some of the fans. This is the current movie version that you see in theaters. So it'll be very familiar for kids who have seen the movie, the recent movies. It's their Star Trek. It's not your father's Star Trek. Yeah, I was waiting to use that. Go ahead. Star Wars number 15 also comes out this week. Now, we added this. This is technically a teen-rated title from Marvel. However, again, let's go to 11-year-old me a couple years ago. Yeah, I would love this. And it's perfect for a 10 or an 11-year-old. There'll be some violence, but it's science fiction-based violence, a laser blast, things like that. There are also some lessons they'll learn about responsibility, family, things like that. In issue 15, this is from the journals of Obi-Wan Kenobi. Obi-Wan has a little mini-series coming out that this is probably fitting in to some degree. Obi-Wan's on Tatooine. Luke is in danger and other fun stuff. Speaking of Star Wars, this is neat because this is the second issue of the Star Wars Jedi Master magazine. This is a magazine that's from Titan, and it's for the younger set. I'm going to say for ages 7 and up. So if your child just saw Star Wars in theaters or they've seen it on DVD, whatnot, this is a magazine they're going to like. It's going to have some vocabulary that will challenge them, but it's also got some puzzles, some games, a couple contests. It's one of those old school interactive fanboy, fangirl magazines that I used to love reading as a kid. And this is neat. Each issue prepares the Padawans for the journey ahead by teaching them about pivotal events in Jedi history. Awesome. Pretty neat. That's Jedi, Star Wars Jedi Master. And the cover looks awesome. I want it. Transformers number 49 comes out. Now, this comic is good for older Transformers readers. Again, older, like 11 or 12. Because it's not going to be as cartoony as some of the Transformers comics or the cartoon that they've seen. That's Transformers number 49. And also this week, it's a Transformers double shot. You've got issue number 3 of 5 from the miniseries Sins of Wreckers. So miniseries Sins of Wreckers kind of goes back in Transformers mythology for a little bit. If you have a 14-year-old fan of Transformers that you want to get him a treat, you could slam on this trade paperback in a couple of months, or you can introduce them to issue number 3 of 5 from Transformers, Sins of the Wreckers. Oh yeah, the music you're listening to is from The Losers. It's really great stuff from Free Music Archives. If you zip over there, just type in The Losers, and you'll hear some really cool stuff. It's very mellow. It's good to listen to when you want to work and just kind of chill out, have some good background music. Next up is Superheroes. This will surprise some people, but there are not many superhero all-age comics. I know, it seems kind of weird. It's one of the great ironies of the format. This week, however, we've got 3 really nice titles. We've got Marvel Universe Avengers Assemble Season 2, number 15. Kind of a mouthful, but in this case, it's Avengers Assemble Season 2. Mm-hmm. Number 15. In this one, Iron Man versus Captain America. They're at odds over the future of the Avengers, and the team's got to figure out what's going on because Thanos of Titan is coming. Wow. Earth in trouble. This is the same comic. This is the same cartoon that is on the Marvel Disney XD network. It's very pretty. It's better than you think it is. And if you have kids that like superheroes, this is one of the only games in town for new stories about that. I stress the new stories because there are 2 throwback trade paperbacks that maybe moms or dads may want to look into, or older kids that want to dig into some cool older stories from some DC heroes. The new Teen Titans trade paperback, Volume 4. These comics were originally done, when were they done? Back in the new Teen Titans, number 21 to 27, and the annual, number 1, it looks like from the art. Wow, maybe the early 90s or late 80s. So it's right in my sweet spot of comics back in the day. In this one, Cyborg's ex-girlfriend is murdered. Robin, Kid Flash, Wonder Girl, and Raven have to search for answers. So you're talking kind of older kids, 11, 12 years old. They'll get it, and the violence will be such that they can handle it. You just mentioned, killed. That's not good. But it's very mild on the written violence, However, the story could be too mature for some readers, just like this one. But this story is really good, and it's really it's one of the canons in Batman. Batman and Robin. This is Showcase Presents Batman Trade Paperback Volume 6. Now, it's just under $16, but what is neat about this is it's the first introduction of Ra's al Ghul. Now, if you watch Arrow, yeah, you're down with that. You're like, oh, that's the guy who fought Arrow. Yeah, but this is back in the day. So this is, wow, this was back in the late 70s, I think. Yeah, when this first came out. It collects Batman 229 through 244 and Detective Comics 408 to 426. So it's a whole chunk of comic. Wow, it's a lot of stuff, and it's a really great story. We've got most of them in the vault back here in Mylar bags. And what is great is this trade paperback is only $16. So that's a whole lot of comic. You've got the introduction of one of Batman's classic foes, Two-Face is in there, and Robin may or may not die. That's all we can say. So that's Batman and Robin, New Teen Titans, and Marvel Universe Avengers. Those are your superhero comics for the week. So the next category is probably the most divisive, if there can be a divisive category, in the realm of all-age comics, and that's animation. And part of that is because some comic purists may look at this and say, you know what, you cannot produce a good, coherent, fun story that kids will like out of Angry Birds or out of a video game, out of anything, just picking on Angry Birds. IDW, you did a great job with them. But I can understand those concerns. However, one of our son's favorite comics now is based from a video game. It's a really good comic. It's Skylanders Superchargers. It came out last week. But there's lots of great comics that come from animation. And for our purposes, we're also grouping in video games for this category. Let's kick it off with Adventure Time. I gave it the cat away. Adventure Time, Ice King number 1 of 6. This is a brand new miniseries from the really, really fabulous show over at Cartoon Network. It's great. It's Adventure Time, Ice King. It's the Ice King's first solo story. This is number 1 of 6. The Ice King. It takes a look at his backstory. And the cover has penguins, about 20 penguins, and the Ice King going through the sky. Cute. What's not to love? It's the Ice King and Adventure Time. There are two Archie books coming out this week. This is the classic Archie. This is not the rebooted Archie Riverdale that came out about 6 months ago. It's the staple red-headed Archie. Archie Giant Comics Jackpot. This is a really big graphic novel. 480 pages. It's got a whole bunch of old classic Archie stories, but it's just under $7. So, wow, bang for the buck. You can't beat it. That's a big one. Also, if you're in your supermarket checkout lines, you will see Betsy and Veronica Comics Annual Digest, number 240. That's the square book you see at Publix or Kroger or whatnot. G.I. Joe still has a really nice monthly title. G.I. Joe, A Real American Hero, number 224. In this one, G.I. Joe thinks it's safe, but Cobra has another trick up its sleeve. There's someone betraying G.I. Joe. And it's neat because the cover for this issue, if you get the variant, it has one of the classics from back in the early 80s, one of the action figures. It looks like it's an action figure mock-up. Really cool stuff. Jim and the Holograms number 11 comes out. Folks still like this comic. Not many people liked the movie, but folks really dig this comic. Who's going to be good for this? It's going to be primarily aimed at girls, and the content is going to be okay for any girl, say 9 and up. It's about a young girl who's a rock star. That's a secret rock star, and she can't let her true identity be known. So good for ages 9 and up. There's going to be no violence or anything in this, but there may be some themes, like Jim has a date and she has a concert tour at the same time. What does she do? That kind of stuff. Simpsons Comics number 225. This is great for any age. Literally any age. It's awesome. It's in our top 5 of our go-to comics from Bongo Comics. Almost without hesitation, you can get anything from Bongo Comics, and it's great. And number 225 is great. In this one, you've got Bart and Homer down by the washing machine in their underwear reading stuff. And Maggie's on top of the washer reading something as well. It's cute, and you laugh at the cover. And that's what comics are all about. Skyhorse Light in the Dark. This is a hardcover, trade paperback. And this comes out, and this is neat because kids love it. They love Skylanders. They want to read about them. Their characters, I don't know, Evil Candy King, Painyata, Nightlight, Gear Shift, Skylands, Graduation Day. It's stuff that may be Greek to you and I, but Skylanders it's one of the most popular all-age video games out there, and kids want to read about them, so this is how they do it. Skylands, Light in the Day. Sonic the Hedgehog, number 279. What is cool about this is that this title has never rebooted. It's always kept going. It's slow and steady. It's winning the race as it is. This is this is part two of their miniseries Face of the Enemy, where Sonic and his friends are at the mercy of the Egg Boss and her Egg Army. Her Egg Army, see? They've got female power, girl power. So crank up the Spice Girls. Check out Sonic the Hedgehog, number 279. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, number 54. They are in the midst of a story arc that started about 5 issues ago. In this one, Michelangelo versus the Hun and the Mutanimals. And what is going to happen with their friend Hob? This title is going to be good for anybody about 10 and over. There is an all-ages Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles that comes out in a couple weeks. This one's good for ages 10 and up. Kind of like this one. Transformers Robots in Disguise. This is just like the cartoon series, Robots in Disguise, where any age can latch onto it. 5 years old will like it, and up. Our 5-year-old likes the show. Our 6-year-old loves this comic book. And coincidentally enough, this is issue number 6 of Transformers Robots in Disguise Animated. In this one, the Vehicons amok. The Vehicons go crazy. What's going on? Decepticon, Steeljaw, Megatron, and of course Bumblebee's in there. And I suppose the good guys win. It's from IDW. Great artwork. If your kids love or even like the cartoon Robots in Disguise, they're going to like this. It's Transformers Robots in Disguise Animated, number 6. Hey, I should also mention during the week, if you ever want to hit us up on Twitter, you're welcome to, at Daddy Mojo on Twitter, or you can shoot us an email if you want to do it in more than 140 characters. Trey, T-R-E-Y, at daddymojo.net, if you ever have anything you want to toss our way. The final category that we placed is usually going to be the smallest category that we have, but they also produce some of the best comics, and this week is a great example of that. Fables. I'm going to put things like from Middle Earth, if you will, in this category. Fables. Makes you smile. The art in these books is usually going to be outstanding, and these comics this week are the cream of the crop. They really are. Jim Henson's Storyteller Dragons. This is number 2. This comic is awesome. Who would like this? Anybody who likes art would like this. The art in these books is really fabulous. It's a miniseries. There'll either be 2 or 5 of them. And each comic is about a dragon in a different part of the world. And it takes that dragon's folklore and turns it into a comic book. In this case, it's the tale of the Worm of Lambton. A young heir to a kingdom catches a horrid worm while fishing on the banks of the River Weir and throws it into a well in disgust. Then the worm outgrows its well and begins to torment the nearby villagers. That's what happens. So that story doesn't sound like something that's good for all ages, and it's really not. So if you've got a child who's maybe 11 to 12 and up, they're going to like that because the vocabulary in this comic is going to be a little more than the average bear. But you're going for the art in this case, because the art is really going to be fabulous, and the story is going to have that to back it up. It's Jim Henson's Storytellers, Dragons, number 2. That's from Boom Studios. It's worth noting that Boom Studios does a lot of great stuff, and it's worth checking out most of their titles. Usagi Yojimbo, number 151, is the other Fable comic that comes out this week. And this is great because it's so different. If your child is looking for a palate cleanser because they're tired of all the colors and all the stereotypical stuff in comics, this is it. Usagi Yojimbo, it's just under $4. It's in black and white. And it's the story of it's a tough word to say, of a rabbit who walks upright like he's a ninja. Amanthrophobic? Oh, yeah, I can never say that word. And you're thinking, oh yeah, it's when animals impersonate humans in human form. It's that word. And I can't say it right now. I can never say it, really. It's a great comic, though. It's awesome. It really, there's lots of action, and there's lots of story. And each one manages to tell a story that has lessons, heart, and so much, just in one issue, in black and white, with some of the pages having little to no dialogue. It's great, but it's not for everybody because it's going to be in black and white. But I wouldn't let that hold you back. It's really fabulous stuff. It's from Dark Horse Comics, and it's been around for a long time. So that's where checking out some of the old stuff. Or Stan Sakai does that. Anthropomorphic. That's the word I was thinking of. 28 pages. It's awesome. And that's the look at this week's all-age comics. Thanks for checking out the podcast, guys. Really appreciate that. Have a great week again on Twitter, at Daddy Mojo, if you have any questions or statements. And see you soon. Ciao.
Thanks for listening to Daddy Mojo. Be sure to tune in next time. For more information on any of the things we talked about today, just check out the website, daddymojo.net, or hit us up at Daddy Mojo on social media.